The government has rejected key recommendations of a report into government appointments, which was finally released yesterday after 2 years of cabinet secrecy. Former bureaucrat Lynelle Briggs accused governments of both stripes of patronage and nepotism, saying so-called jobs for mates let down the public and eroded trust in institutions. David Pocock pursued the government to release the report. He's an independent senator for the ACT and joins me now in our Parliament House studio. Senator, welcome back to Breakfast.
Morning, Sally.
You say the report makes it clear why the government was hiding its release for 2 years. What concerns you most about the findings that you've read now?
This is an exceptional piece of work that really lays out the roadmap of how we actually change this culture of jobs for mates in this country. And rather than embracing those recommendations, the government has refused to accept the majority of key recommendations. And I think if you look back at the last 2 years, there are a number of appointments that I think would probably not have been able to be made if they had actually implemented this report earlier.
The government and opposition figures yesterday rejected the need for a total ban on former politicians being appointed to government roles. Do you support a total ban, or are you more siding with a time limit of some kind?
No, I think there are legitimate circumstances where a former politician is the right person for the job, where they have the skills and the experience. But I do think that there should be those timeframes that Ms. Briggs has recommended to ensure that we don't see this revolving door where someone can step straight out of a minister's office, or a minister can step straight into a plum job on a board or a posting. That does not cut it, and I think that is corrosive to our democracy.
The government also rejected a recommendation to ban ministerial appointments in the 6 months preceding an election. Caddy Gallagher says caretaker guidelines are sufficient. What do you think?
Well, I mean, clearly Ms. Briggs has recommended this for a very good reason. We often see a flurry of appointments just before elections. And again, that is not in line with community expectations. And you know, as Ms. Briggs said, integrity in board appointments is one of the first gateways to integrity in the government. And so it's so disappointing to have a Labor government that talked such a big game, and I think very rightly criticised the Morrison government on jobs for mates. And when given all these recommendations, and I think critically the need to actually legislate this, they've said, no, we're just going to have a framework and a little bit more transparency. We want to be able to continue to essentially appoint who we want.
You led a Senate pushback to force the release of this report. Are you threatening to extend that action if the government doesn't adopt certain recommendations? Will there be more?
Certainly going to keep the scrutiny up on this. This really matters for our democracy. And if you look around the world, we're at a time where we desperately need to be rebuilding trust in politicians, in government, in institutions. And we know that Jobs for Mates is so corrosive to trust in all of those things. And so I'll be pushing the government to do that. I mean, the Senate is limited in what it can force the government to do in terms of legislation, but I just don't think this cuts it. You know, I talk to Canberrans all the time who are concerned about integrity in government, and this is a really key pillar of that.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is the independent senator for the ACT, David Pocock. On the National Science Agency, Senator, the CSIRO, the government says the agency must live within its means and align its work to national priorities. Do you agree?
Well, we've seen in real terms funding for CSIRO going down. They're having to do the same or more with less. And I think as a country, we should be investing more in science. We are at a record low of R&D as a percentage of GDP. And if we actually want to be able to solve these big challenges we face, we want to have a smarter, more diverse economy in the future, we need to invest in science. And so the government on the one hand is saying, well, we haven't cut the budget at all, but then you've got the Parliamentary Library, the CEO of CSIRO, saying that in real terms, We're way beyond, below where we were. Just under Labor, it's dropped 7% in real terms, and the cost of research, as we all would expect, has gone up. So, my question for the government is: why are workers at the steelworks, at the aluminium smelters, more important than researchers and scientists. You can find billions of dollars for them, but when it comes to CSIRO, you're just saying live within your means.
Just briefly on the public service, so the finance ministers asked departments to identify the least important 5% of their spending. Are you concerned that job cuts are coming for the public service?
I am concerned. I talked to former public servants and public servants, and they're not sure how you can find 5% savings without job cuts. Again, why is the government being so secretive with this? Come clean. What are you asking for? What does this look like? And I really want to give credit to Senators Barbara Pocock and James Patterson, who've been pushing really hard at estimates to actually understand what is happening here. I think, you know, we've seen reports in the media. The government just come forward and tell us what they're going to ask the public service to do.
Senator Pocock, thank you.
Thank you, Sally.